If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now, you're multitasking. But what if you could also be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. So multitask right now. Get your quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a little windy. Look at that. Tumbleweeds in Indianapolis or something like that. It went from being warm to not so warm, but we are nice.
Unbelievable.
We are nice and warm here.
It was 70 yesterday. Now it's freezing cold and windy.
Stormed last night. Did storm wake you up?
No, it did not.
Woke me up. Yeah, woke me up.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? We got
here. We are
loud to
luck to. Yes.
That's right.
I have some backup now. I'm looking for somebody because he likes to get physical with me, and he is much larger than me. I need somebody who is willing to kick his ass whenever I need someone to kick his ass. So sign up, Laiatu Latu.
That's right. I'm not going to mess with him. Definitely not. But how you feeling, man? I mean, what's it been like so far? The process, being here, you know, going through all of this.
Yeah. I mean, it's been great. It's been mind-blowing, really. I mean, seeing all this stuff as a kid and growing up, and then meeting dudes that are the best at what they do,
right.
I mean, it's really cool.
Yeah. Any shocking moments the first few days? Like, did you meet anybody where you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm meeting this guy?
Coach Harbaugh.
Coach Harbaugh?
Yeah, for the Ravens, I mean, going to shake his hand, I was like, wow, I'm really shaking his hand. I'm really right in front of him.
Right.
Like, this is insane.
Yeah, yeah. And the Ravens, they usually like big ass kickers like yourself coming off the edge. So I'm sure he liked you too.
You get around some of the other guys who played, how much of that, like, who's the biggest dog here? Like, how much of that goes on where you guys are, like, not trying to intimidate each other, but just trying to make sure everybody understands, hey, I'm the man, not you.
Yeah, well, you go throughout the season, like, hearing about their names and then watching some of their tape and stuff like that. And, like, on tape, they're like, damn, they look pretty big. And then you meet them, they're like, oh, they're, like, kind of just like me. And, like, you get to know them and stuff like that and, like, bond with them a little bit. So it's a real cool moment, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
I wish it was more. I wish it was a little more. I want to hear about fights.
Well,
I want to hear about some rumbles.
That. He's going to learn that, too. He's going to realize, because when everybody goes to the NFL, they think, oh, man, it's going to be cutthroat and crazy competitive. And what he's going to realize is he's going to have some veterans on the team. They're going to be like, wait, we understand this, and I'm going to do what I got to do. And he just got to do what he's got to do. And we're not going to worry about being, you know, jerks to each other or whatever else. That's kind of what happens.
Yeah.
Who was your team growing up in the NFL?
The Niners.
The Niners?
Yeah, I grew up watching Alex Smith, Patrick Willis, Frank Gore, Vernon Davis.
The other Harbaugh was coaching the team, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, like, defensive player. We always like to ask that. Like, growing up, who was kind of your idol coming off the edge or any position?
It was really Troy Polamalu, like, growing up. Like,
right.
I try to emulate a lot of stuff that he did, even though that's super hard. And then, really, when I kind of got to learn, like, you know, passion stuff like that, it's been Max Crosby for me.
Max Crosby's your guy.
Yeah.
What about Max Crosby? Does it, like, that? Because we've heard that a lot from some people, that Max Crosby. Players gravitate towards him when they watch him. What is it about his game?
Well, I kind of went through something where, like, you know, it kind of, like, reminded me you got to do everything like it's your last moment. And then I see in his gameplay, like, you know, he doesn't really give up ever. Like, you don't
Never.
See him. You
non-stop
don't see him.
Motor.
His nonstop motor. Right. Like, his, like, relentless tenacity is just, you know, speaks volumes. And, like, every play is like his last. And really his moves, he's always working some after another. If one doesn't work, he's working another one. And he's just super crisp, and even in the run game as well.
Oh, and cool as hell, let me just tell you.
Yeah.
Right? He actually tried to punk me at the Super Bowl.
Oh, it was great.
He had me scared for a minute.
He came with receipts of all times. Chris said bad things about the Raiders.
I said some things about the defense. And he was like, hey, I got a bone to pick with you. And I was like, huh?
You talked earlier, Laiatu, about being a little starstruck with John Harbaugh. Who's the player in the NFL now that when you're there and you're on the field with him, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that guy's out there?
I mean, it's going to be crazy. It's like so many people. I mean, you see here C.J. Stroud and stuff like that. And, you know, Will Anderson, I got to meet him a little bit at the Lombardi. And then, I mean, shoot, if I ever see Max Crosby, even on the sideline on the other, I'm going to be like, oh, my
fanboy
gosh.
Fanboy over
like,
here.
No, for real. Like, it's going to be hard not to.
Who's the quarterback that you're most looking forward to putting on his butt?
I think Pat Mahomes, especially with all the Super Bowls that he's won so far. I feel like, you know, getting him down would be almost a dream come true. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. I hear you there. What about, all right, so, you know, big day for you tomorrow. Tomorrow's the workout, right? What are we weighing? What's the measurables right now? Give it to us for our fans and everybody.
260.
Else. 260?
That's where I'm comfortable at, yeah.
Okay. And you're 6'5"?
6'5".
6'5", 260. What events are you going to run tomorrow?
I'm going to do everything.
You can do everything.
Yeah.
All right. You got like a little frame of where you think you got 40 time at 6'5", 260? Where you think
definitely
you
under 4.7.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a good damn time
there.
Yeah. Okay. So you got that going. All right. Now, like last few, this is what I want to ask you. You come from UCLA. I see you wearing number 15.
Yeah.
And I'm watching you and watching college football on a Saturday. Do you know who Jalen Phillips is?
Yes, I do.
I mean, first off, Jalen Phillips is one of the best pass rushers in football, Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
But his story is similar to you. He wore the same number as you. I'm watching you on, I'm going, damn, this looks like Jalen Phillips. Who is this guy? And I'm going, damn, this guy's good. He's like Jalen Phillips. But I want you to explain to people some of your injury history and the things you had to deal with here in your role.
Because he really is a lot like what Phillips did, had to
deal
with. Yeah, same path.
That's what I was getting to, is a similar path, right? Yeah. And go ahead, just explain that to us.
Well, I was medically retired in 2021 and told by, you know, a bunch of people, a bunch of doctors and specialists that, you know, you wouldn't be able to play football again. I told them, like, you know, you'd be seeing me play football again. Just because hearing that is, like, so hard. Like, football's been everything to me since, like, stage six. And
it was neck injury, right?
It was a neck injury, And was told I wouldn't be able to ever play again, and worked my way back a year and a half. And really worked my way back, never gave up, continued doing pass rush, continued working out, continued conditioning. And, you know, God brought me back to this moment and, you know, thank God that we got the referral from Coach Kwiatkowski, who used to coach at Washington, about the doctor, Barbara Watkins in L.A. And, you know, he's done surgeries on Danielle Hunter, Peyton Manning. And, you know, he looked at my scans and thought I was able to, you know.
Keep doing
what I was doing, yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Have you talked to Jalen Phillips at all?
I haven't yet. I wish I was able to meet him before I got to UCLA. Right. But I took an official visit my junior year, and I seen him play for the first time. It was against Cincinnati, and that was right before he actually left UCLA.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. I know. It's crazy how similar your story is to his.
I'm trying to imagine the moment, Lyle, when you're sitting there waiting to hear what Dr. Watkins has to say.
Yeah.
And because you know what he's going to say. You're waiting for somebody to tell you you can play, you want to play.
Exactly.
What was the feeling for you when the words came out of his mouth that you can go back and play?
I mean, I wasn't expecting it. I kind of hoped for the worst at that time, and just not hope for the worst, but like
kind of expecting the worst.
Expecting the worst, yeah. Right. And when he came out, he was like, yeah, I'll clear you. Like, you look good, and like, you passed all the, you know, physical tests and stuff like that. You know, in my heart, it just felt like I got my heart back. Like, I was able to play football again and stuff like that. And after that meeting, like, well, I was nervous as heck before that. I was clammy hands, nervous, sweating. And
part of your soul. You like playing the game. I hear
you,
man.
After that meeting, I got to my car and called my mom, just crying, telling her what happened, just because, she couldn't be there. But told her what happened. I got cleared, and, you know, it was game on from there. I locked in,
And, look, I think that explains why your attitude is you're going to play every play like it's your last one. You've already had it taken away from you. You've had to process and deal with it being gone. Now it's back. You're going to get everything you can out of it. You're going to put everything you have into it now that you got this gift back.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, enjoy it, man. Because, damn, I cried for a lot when my career was over. I was like, damn, I
can't
believe it's over.
A lot of fans cried a lot during his career.
He's such a jerk. No doubt, I did. I cried. I felt like I lost a loved one, right? That's kind of how I felt. I was like, damn, I'm missing a part of my life here. There's an adjustment period, so keep going for it.
During that downtime, I mean, there's literally times where I got emotional. Like, it just hit me out of nowhere, and I wasn't even thinking about it. It just hit me just because it's in me.
I hear you, man. Yeah. I've been there with you. I know it's tough, so I'm happy for you. I really am.
I really appreciate that.
All right, so what about your game? Like, what about your game, do you feel like you need to improve?
Yeah.
Right? Is the the first question. Go there.
Really, it's just my upper body and getting extension and taking on blocks and stuff like that, doing it more violently, consistently, making sure my thumb's up in the right place, and You know, my hands are near the numbers, eyes below my hands. And coming off blocks, make sure I'm doing it, you know, violently, consistently, and I'm snatching off blocks, gaining my trail arm, trail leg, and getting through that block more cleanly.
So there's it's all hand stuff for the most part. It's that hand-to-hand combat that you know is going to go to the next level here with the NFL tackles and all that. What about anything, you know, as far as just the combined physicality where you're like, man, I got a lot better at this, like the vertical bench, whatever. Was there anything that jumped out that way?
I definitely got better with my 40, and the shuttle and stuff kind of came naturally to me just because, like, you know, I can bend and move
and
explode.
Right.
But the 40 and running straight, just learning more mechanics and how to, like, you know, burst myself off the start. Yeah.
Right. There's a lot to learn, right?
It's there is. Shocking. I didn't know about that.
It's only a 40-yard race. How many things can I think of here?
I know, right?
Right.
By the way, we should make sure that everybody out there understands this guy is special by UCLA standards and by all standards.
By all standards.
First guy ever from the Bruins to win both the Ted Hendricks Award that goes to the best defensive end in college football and the Lombardi Award for the college football lineman of the year.
Hey, 13 sacks. Yeah,
big
this
stuff.
Year. Pac-12 was good this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it was real. It was the best the Pac-12's been in 20 years probably.
I know. It's sad that we're losing it, right? Man. I mean, Pac-12 is always, like, unpredictable. And I feel like it's just so fun to watch. You never know who's going to win, and it's sad that we're losing that.
Yeah, no, we're talking to a guy here that you're the first rounder. That's what we're talking here.
And, first round.
We hope the best for you that way, man.
I appreciate
that. Wish you all the best. Thanks for some of your time. Enjoy the rest of the week, and have a great career.
Thank you, guys.
Look forward to talking to you once you're playing.
Yes, sir. Hope to see you guys again.
Good luck, man.
All right,
We're going to go from one big fucker to the next one.
Oh, geez.
That's what we're doing.
Chris. Here comes Darius
Robinson. Sorry,
Birmingham.
Sorry, Manchester.
Darius Robinson joining us now, Missouri pass rusher.
We go way back, me and him. What's up, man? How are you? Good to see you.
How are you, buddy?
Welcome. All right.
I saw this guy at the Super Bowl. Right, I met him at the Super Bowl, and I was like, damn, right?
So, and he's doing the show anyway, and he's already met you?
He's already met me, because he was like, man, that dude's crazy. He's like, he's kind of fun. Let me come talk to him a little bit. But so, all right, we were talking about the look test, right? So do we think he's got the look?
I think he's got one on my team.
I don't know if he can play yet or not. I haven't even watched the film.
I think I'd want him on my team.
But damn.
When he walked over, oh, man, that guy's big.
Right. Did the Incredible Hulk walk in, or is this a human? I don't know. All right. When did you realize you were a giant human being? Like, when did that happen?
Honestly, going into college my freshman year, even though I was small and weak, I was still bigger than everybody, so I just had to really work hard on my body.
Right. So, all right, and give everybody your measurables right now. What'd you win?
I'm about 6'5", 285 right now.
285. All right. So you cut a few pounds maybe from...
Yes, sir. Right? Yeah, the highest I've been was 305, and that was when I was consistently a D tackle. But now that I play everything, I feel like 285 is a great weight for me.
Yeah, get you a little versatility in all areas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I hear you there.
Where are you hoping to land at the next level?
Anywhere.
Inside, outside.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter. That's the thing I keep telling everybody. I can play every position from a 0 to a 9. I play fast. I play physical. So just let me line up, put my cleats to the ground. Let's work.
Man, all right. I like that. The NFL's going to love those type of answers.
Yes, sir.
All right, so who do you look at, you know, as far as defensive linemen in the NFL that's kind of your idol?
Yeah, I'd say Max Crosby and Chris Jones. Max Crosby, he has really long arms like me. He's always turning his shoulders, plays with a relentless motor, really sets the standard for D-line play. And then Chris Jones, a big body, never lets anybody stay on him.
Yeah.
Very forklift, very active with his hands, two of the best players in the league.
Right. What's that wingspan out there, Mr. Eagle over
here?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's long.
It's long as hell. That's right. Damn.
Probably one of the longest in combine, but yeah, I don't know the numbers, though.
Okay.
You played basketball the first 2 years of high school before.
Good luck in the post.
Flipping over to football. When did you realize, you know what, I think I can be pretty good in football?
After my junior year, because I was just out there freestyle, I didn't know what I was doing. And then I realized how many offers I got, and I was like, huh, maybe I could be good at this, but I knew I had to work. You know, I had to fall in love with the process, lifting weights, watching tape, being a great teammate, and that's when it just took off for me.
Did you stop playing basketball because no one else would play basketball against you?
Nah, man. I was just trying to get a scholarship, man. I didn't have a scholarship. I knew how hard it is because basketball is only 12 scholarship guys. Football, 85. So I like my odds more than football, and it worked out.
So what's the focus as far as like football work, right? The thing that you feel like you got to get better at now that you're going in the NFL.
Yeah, I think I got to play with more consistent pad level and then work on inside hand placement. I think I noticed on tape a lot of the great D linemen get their hands inside and get off blocks much easier.
Right.
So just be more consistent at that.
Okay, and you're tall and long, so you play high at times.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, I hear you there. All right, and then you know we always want to ask you guys like QBs that you want to smash into the ground. Right, guys like me, I used to play quarterback a little bit.
Yes,
who's the first guy you can't wait to smash a little bit?
Man, anybody that lines up, man. Any opportunity I get,
any quarterback, you're down.
Man, I just want to line up, get my cleats in the ground, play fast.
Yeah, okay, man.
Except in practice.
Yeah, hit the quarterbacks then. That's right. Don't. You'll be in that. All right, tomorrow, you doing everything?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Always compete. That's our number one core value at University of Missouri.
Damn, so. You got all the answers. Yes, you are schooled up. You are good. I like it.
I like it.
Yeah, damn, these coaches are going to love you. You say all the right things.
Yes,
what are you targeting when it's time to go do? Like, everybody always talks about the 40. And it'd be interesting to see how fast a guy your size can go. What's your goal?
Yeah, I'm going to run as fast as I possibly can, and whatever I run is going to be the same speed I run in the fourth quarter when the game's on the line.
Look at this guy.
Who
did
ready
you
go
see? You got all the damn. You are smooth. Damn, not only are you big and awesome looking, damn, you got it all. You're the total package. All right, so, you know, but like every event, you're doing bench, all of that?
Yes, sir. Always compete. That's my mindset.
So,
it's an opportunity of a lifetime, so I want to have that.
Those long arms, like, was there one event that gave you problems preparing, right? Like, L drill was a pain in the ass for me when I was getting ready to
combine. Broad jump. Yeah, it's strange because on tape I do such a great job coming out my hips, but my broad jump, just trying to make sure I get a good number in that.
That's funny, the broad jump. I wouldn't expect you to say that, but just getting that hip explosion out
that
way.
It's weird when you go watch me at practice hit those sleds, that sled coming off because I'm coming out my hips.
Yeah,
I'm okay with it, just constantly getting better, man.
Right.
During your college career, Darius, who's the one guy that really stood out to you as just like the toughest guy to deal with?
Like toughest guy on my team, or are we playing?
No,
against?
That when you go out on the field to play, who's the toughest guy you faced?
The best player I played against was Jaden Daniels. Mm. I mean, he won the Heisman.
Yeah,
he was up 22-7. We couldn't stop him. So
right.
I said Jaden Daniels. He's very fast.
Yeah. Go ahead. Explain about him. His game.
He's just way faster than you think. He can take hits. He get up. And he plays hard, but he's a great player. And he won the Heisman for a reason.
Yeah.
So
You probably that's the big thing about him is can he take hits? But you felt like he looks frail, right?
Yeah, you watch the tape, he'll get hit, he'll get right back up and line it up. So that's how you know he's a great ball player.
Yeah, I hear you there. Favorite team growing up? NFL?
Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions?
I grew up 20 minutes. Like, I used to go to the training camps growing up, and it's 20 minutes away from me, so not far at all.
Man, no, they're going to like you, and they need D linemen. You got all the right answers, Dan Campbell and Chris Spielman. They're definitely going to like you.
Yes, sir.
What's your best pass rush move?
Man, speed to power. I'm on my 2x4 speed track, and I'm just running through. And then if not, I'm going to come back with a level rush. If I'm on my power track 2x2, I'm setting him up, getting him to sit down, and then pull his shoulder, upper body rotation. So that's what I'll be thinking.
Go ahead. When did it fill out? Like, when did you become like, you know, I mean, I know guys like you or even myself are skinny, long at first. When did it become like, damn, I got muscles growing everywhere?
Probably after my sophomore year, because like when I early enrolled as a freshman, I was still weak. Like I didn't work out with the team because I was like literally didn't lift weights in high school or any of that. So probably after my sophomore year.
So you were really basketball skinny guy that just had length. Like, what'd you come into freshman year?
245.
245.
And then into my sophomore year, I was about 305. And I was consistently that weight because I was playing D tackle.
And you know what your body fat percentage is right
Probably now? Probably like 10%.
10% at 295 or 290. I mean, that's insane. That's insane. I'm excited to see you play, man. I'm excited to watch you on film. I haven't done it yet, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm just getting into the process here.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, I like you a lot, man.
The Georgia game, Kentucky, all the SEC games.
What's the game? What's the one when you want to look at your film?
Kentucky, LSU, any SEC game.
SEC game.
7 weeks of sacks in all SEC games.
Right.
Yeah.
Where'd you have your most success from? Like, as far I know, you can play them all.
Yeah.
Right. But where this year was it that you?
Yeah,
kinda...
it was a base five technique, and then on our three down, playing a four eye.
Yeah.
And you know, both jobs are very needed for our defense. So that five, you got to set the edge, and then that four eye control the space in your area.
Yeah, you play two gap.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So you have the versatility to two gap and do all that. And that's why your damn long arms are going to come in handy here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
In talking to the teams. Who have you gotten the sense the most that they're serious about you?
Man, I don't know. It's hard to tell, honestly, because I feel like the teams that's the most critical will probably be the teams that really, really like you and want to respond. And the teams that really, really like you is like how much.
He's got
to
figure it out.
It's kind of trying hard to figure it out, but I'm just taking every opportunity as a blessing, you know, tell people who I am. But I know my tape is my ultimate resume.
You leaning on anybody as far as players, anybody that you know that way to ask for advice, stuff like that?
Yeah, my best friend, Isaiah McGuire, he's on the Cleveland Browns. Yeah. So we call, talk every day. It was fun. His rookie year, we called him every day, asking him what was it like, what Miles Garrett was like, and what the team was like. So my best friend.
All right, yeah, you're a kid in the candy store. I like it. So what's the best thing he's said to you? Or any warnings about NFL life or what, anything?
Nah, he's just saying listen to your vets and just work as hard as you can each and every day and just be thankful for any opportunity you get and just go hard. But really listen to your vets.
Yeah.
We love to get the opportunity to talk to guys on the way in because then when they become stars, we can say, hey, you know what? We talked to them before they were stars. Hopefully you'll remember us when you're big time because I got a feeling these guys are going to be pretty good.
Right. And if he writes some article about you on Pro Football Talk let me know,
listen,
okay?
To borrow a line from my good friend Aaron Rodgers, don't waste your time reading crap like that. All right, Darius Robinson, all the best to you. We'll be back with more from the Scouting Combine right after this.
Thank you.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Anytime free agency is involved, we can have plans, and Kirk knows, you know, how I personally feel about him. He knows how our organization feels about him. I believe Kirk wants to be a Minnesota Viking. I do believe that. I've had some great dialogue with him pretty much weekly throughout the offseason, leading into kind of as we step foot in Indy for the combine. But there's a process, Mike, you know that's got to play out. I think if for us to, you know, be able to get to the place where we can come to an agreement, have Kirk Cousins as our quarterback moving forward, which is what, you know, I would love to see happen, we're going to have to find that space, that common ground. But ultimately, knowing both parties want the same outcome, I do believe, I feel strongly we're going to be able to get something done. I do believe that, Kirk knows how we feel about him. And I think at this point, he's earned the right for what's going to transpire over these next few days and weeks. But my confidence is still strong that we're going to have an opportunity for Kirk to be a Minnesota.
So 100% unequivocally, you want him back.
I do want him back.
That was yesterday with Kevin O'Connell. We got the clarity. They want him back. But they want him back, Chris, at their price.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Right.
They have a number. They're not going to tell anybody what the number is.
Right.
They have a number. And they're willing to let him go out to the market and see if he can find something as good or better somewhere else. And I think the risk you take when you do that, maybe if he gets as good from someone else, he just chooses to go somewhere else because they're the ones who came to him. And, you know, there's a recruiting aspect to it.
Yeah, I hear that.
When you're the team that doesn't have the guy, when you go after him, you make him feel wanted.
Yeah, right.
He might feel tolerated in Minnesota and wanted by someone else. And that could be the difference. And that's the thing. He could take less to go somewhere else if he wants to. You are giving him an open invitation to go wherever he wants. And it's a calculated risk, but the Vikings are comfortable taking it.
Yeah, calculated risk, certainly. But I think they also probably realize some of the things that we've kind of hit on before, right? He is loved in Minnesota. The head coach says it out loud all the time. It's 2 years in a row he's been, like, super ultra, like, in your face about, I like Kirk Cousins, I want him to be my quarterback, right? So he should know that they want him, right? Are you going to a place that you know is going to have a better offensive mind than Kevin O'Connell? That's another risk there. Are you going to go to a place that, I don't know, Minnesota can protect the passer pretty good? Are you going to go to a place that, ooh, do they have Justin Jefferson and Addison and Osborne, right? So for me, in so many ways, right, I know it's dangerous, but the common sense of football and me being an ex-quarterback and being around it would go, man, the spot you're in, it don't get much better as a quarterback. And do you really want to roll the dice for maybe a few extra million or whatever else on the unknown? And of course, then you add in the injury and what will he be on the open market, and teams that don't know him will have a little trepidation or worrying about the injury and the age. That's where I think it'll be interesting to see where this goes.
Well, and another wrinkle that gets tossed into this mix, Josh McCown now, the quarterback's coach of the Minnesota Vikings, Chris O'Hara, pass game coordinator.
Yeah, so right.
McCown enters. McCown and Cousins have the same agent, but in 2019, Josh McCown was an assistant coach at Myers Park High School in Charlotte. The quarterback there at the time was Drake May.
That's crazy.
Interesting.
That's crazy. Right. Well, so, they'd have to make, you know,
they'd have to move up.
Moves.
They got to trade Justin Jefferson.
Exactly.
That's why it continues to be until they sign Justin Jefferson. I think it's on the table. They can say they have no intent to trade Justin Jefferson. They can say whatever they want.
Right.
Until they sign him, that could happen. We have a live walk-on
here.
Oh,
yeah. We got
Penn State
a live walk-on.
Edge rusher,
let's go, Big
Chop. Chop Robinson joins us now. It's a live program, so watch your language.
Hi, Chop. How are you, buddy?
Don't watch your language. You don't have to. I've already sworn.
No, he's already sworn. He swears every day.
I said the F word. I said it all already.
The show hasn't begun until Chris says something he shouldn't say.
So,
how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, good.
All right, Penn State. We are Penn State. All right, so first thing, where's Chop from? Tell us about Chop. Tell us your real name and then tell us where Chop came from.
So my real name is Damian Robinson. Chop came from I was 14 pounds when I was a baby, and then my mom gave me the nickname Pork Chop. And once I got older, I started to slim down, and I was like, I can't have people calling me Pork Chop.
I just kept it Chop,
yes, sir.
Okay. 14 pounds coming out. Damn, that's a big one.
I was huge.
All right, so we like to do it to everybody. What do you weigh? Would you weigh in, you know, yesterday, and what's the measurements right now?
Yesterday I weighed in at 255. So I think I'm going to weigh in tomorrow at 255.
255?
I feel great. This is the heaviest I've been, but it's been all lean muscle.
Okay. All right. And 6'3"?
Yeah, I'm 6'3".
Okay. All right. Officially 6'3"?
Officially
6'3". Not 6'2 and change?
Nope. 6'3".
Okay. All right. You can say it. You got it.
Who is it that you look up to that's currently in the NFL that you kind of aspire to be like when you get there?
I would say Nick Bosa and TJ Watt. Both of those guys are very relentless. They're very consistent. They stay with low pad level. So no guys can get their hands in their chest, and they're very consistent with their hand usage on pass rush. So I'm just trying to watch their game, build on that, and learn from those guys.
How much of your own arsenal of pass rush moves comes from watching guys in the NFL? I mean, how much of it is natural to you, and how much of it is, I see that guy doing that, I'm going to try to incorporate that into my game?
Honestly, I just try to focus on what works for me and what doesn't. So I seen Nick Bosa on him using the swipe, and TJ Watt was using the swipe. So I started working on that when I first got to Penn State, and I built that move, and it was muscle memory to me, so I've been able to use it ever since.
That's great.
So Chop's got a swipe.
Yeah, swipe is my favorite move. Yes,
sir. Okay, it fits good. How, you know, you started your career in Maryland, right? Mm-hmm. Transferred to Penn State after your freshman year.
Yes, sir.
Right? So how did that happen?
For me, I just felt like I wasn't in the same environment everybody else was.
Right.
Same mentality everybody else. So I just felt like it was best for me to bet on myself and surround myself with the same guys. So that's what I did. Penn State is a no-brainer. Great team, great culture, family-oriented. So it was a no-brainer for me going into the portal and going to Penn State.
Yeah, I got you there. All right, so you go to Penn State. You guys have had some, you know, guys that play a similar position to you, mm-hmm. that go in the NFL. I mean, Micah, for mm-hmm. one, right? You know, Odafe Owe mm-hmm. in Baltimore. You talk to any of them? Do you get any advice going into this process about all this?
I talked to Micah during the season a little bit.
Yeah?
He was just telling me just have a routine like the one I have in college. When I told him about my routine, he was like, just keep that with you to the next level. Take a routine with you to the next level. And just try to work on things that you had to work on through college and just keep getting 1% better every day.
Yeah, right.
Who's the quarterback that you can't wait to put on his ass?
I would say Lamar Jackson. I'm from Maryland, so seeing Lamar all the time just run around, I definitely want to sack Lamar Jackson because he's the hardest quarterback to sack.
Right. Right. You're a Ravens fan? You grew up a Ravens fan?
Yeah, I grew up a Ravens fan. Yeah, I'm not too far from Baltimore, so Ravens always been in my blood.
Right. Okay. So, like, old school player, were you in on football as a young kid? Like, even, you know, I know you talked about guys you looked up to right now, but, like, how about growing up? Like, was there anybody that you were like, oh, that's my guy, when you were 8, 9 years old?
Growing up, I'd definitely say Von Miller.
Yeah.
When he was back at Denver, just seeing how he was the first guy I seen with crazy bend.
Right.
And the ghost move and using his hands and being able to bend around to get to the quarterback. So, watching Von Miller when I was young, I definitely wanted to be like him.
Yeah, I hear that. He's freak show for sure.
He was.
All right, so speaking of freak shows, what are you going to do tomorrow? You doing it all?
Yeah, I'm doing everything.
You're doing it all? All right. What are we like? I don't want to put you on the spot, but like 40 time, like you got a general range you can throw out there for us?
Yeah, I'm going to hit that 4-4.
You're going to hit that 4-4?
Ooh, wow.
Ooh, I like it.
Wow.
Come in, no doubt.
Wow, write the check. A lot of times they don't write the check.
All right, I like it. You're my kind of man. All right.
I got you.
Back it up. Do it.
Who have you gotten the sense is interested talking to these teams? I know sometimes it's hard to figure it out, but who's you get a vibe? Who do you get the vibe about?
It's kind of been hard to figure it out because I've been meeting with a lot of teams all back-to-back. So I've just been taking a meeting one time, not trying to be put too much in my head and just focus on what I can control.
How about, thing you want to work on the field, right? And then thing that was the most pain in the ass to work on getting ready for the combine?
On the field, I definitely wanted to work on being consistent with my hands.
Right. Like hands. Everybody talks about hands.
Sometimes I feel like I miss a lot of opportunities just relying on my speed. I know I got to get off in the bend, but not using my hands definitely caused me missing some sacks and stuff like that.
Right.
And for the combine, honestly, I would just say just running every single day.
Just getting that 40 down to a science, right?
You know, it's little details that you didn't know about running. And
right.
We was learning those every single day.
Yeah,
training.
I hear you. You don't realize, man. The start, just before I even start running, all the things, the first few steps, you know,
it's different.
It is. It shocked me too.
Amaze me how much importance gets put into that, though, because you're never going to use that again.
Exactly. No,
but for it's his like being position, in school. Like, when am I going to use this in real life?
For his position, being in a 3-point stance, though,
that's
and that
true.
First 10 yards,
fire off.
It's real with these guys. Yeah. So that's where he's got to stay on it.
Who's the baddest guy that you had to deal with when you were playing college football? The one guy that gave you the hardest time when you're trying to do your job?
I'll say Olu. Olu's just, he's a freak of nature. You know, he's very strong, got great feet. So just going against Olu every single day.
You're talking about your own O-lineman, the guy at Penn State. Wow. Right,
well, it makes you better for the games.
Yeah, 100%. Going against him every single day, you know, you're not going against no offensive lineman like that. So when he was beating me, he'll tell me what I needed to work on and what he's seen. And then when I would beat him, I would tell him the same thing. So it was like a back and forth type of thing, and we were both making each other better.
Yeah, Olu Fashanu is projected as a top 20 pick, right? I mean, I think other than the guy Joe Walt from Notre Dame, people are looking at him to be one of the top 2-3 tackles off the board.
So you guys are at practice trying to beat the hell out of each other, and then when you're done, it's like, hey, let's figure out how to get better. So the next time, we'll beat the hell out of each other even more.
Exactly. It's definitely competition every single day, but at the end of the day, we're both on the same team. We're both trying to be the best in both of our positions, so it was an every single day thing.
Before you go, give me one guy on another team that was like, damn, he was a good player. Doesn't even have to be an O-lineman. Just say you played in college where you're like, man, that guy was the real deal.
I'd definitely say DeJuan Jones from Ohio State.
That big dude, yeah.
He was huge. He had long arms.
Right.
And it's hard to really get around him with his long arms. So watching film on him, it was definitely hard to pick
him. You think you're getting around the edge, and then he pushes you. Exactly. You're like, damn, his arms still got me. Right.
Exactly.
He's a giant. He is.
All right, Chop. Can't wait to see what you do in the NFL. Chop. Appreciate the rest of the process here, and all the best with your journey. He is Chop Robinson.
Kick some butt tomorrow.
We'll be back with Jared Verse from Florida State when PFT Live continues right after this.
All right.
We're here in Indianapolis, Indiana Convention Center. Scouting Combine.
Oh, yeah.
Prospects with us today. The big guys. Defensive line.
The
edge
freak
rushers.
Shows. These are the
freak
Chris
is very happy to be around guys like this when they don't have license to hit him, although I'm hoping one of them will. Jared Verse
these
from
are
Florida
the
State.
These are the ass-kickers right here. These are the guys in the locker room that, like, he might not be the biggest, but everybody knows we don't really want to mess with him because pound for pound, they're the strongest, freakiest guys on the football team, maybe other than a great running back every now and then.
And they better know. That's all they have to do. They just need to know.
Now
and
they know.
Look, usually what's off the air stays off the air, but I was impressed by the fact that as soon as you sat down, You took advantage of the time we had to ask Chris for any advice for your career. I thought that was awesome, and I think people need to know that because it's the first time it's ever happened. We've been doing this how many years?
Right.
It's the first time it's ever happened. Now, he's not the guy you should be asking for advice, but it's good that you're at least soaking up every bit of input from anybody you meet. That's the way to do it because it shows you're conscientious, you care, and that's the kind of stuff teams are looking for here.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So he looks the part, that's for sure. Yeah. And I wish everybody could see him because you know me, I'm a big legs and ass guy, right? And this guy's got that. All right? So you can't see it, but I can. All right. So that's there. I like that at any pass rusher. My first thing is, how did you end up at Albany? How did that happen before Florida State?
I was just undersized out of high school. I was around 6'3", 200 pounds, and I was really small, really skinny frame. I was strong. I could bench a lot. I could do all the cool stuff physically, but I just was not. The size, I didn't fit the part. You put me in a lot of teams, FBS teams, bigger schools. Even my only offer was Albany.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. So a lot of teams, weren't looking for a 200-pound guy to play defensive end that only played tight end or wide receiver in high school.
Right. So when did it change? When did all of a sudden, muscles start growing on your ears and everything like that?
It was COVID. I went into COVID and my dad went. Everything was shut down. Couldn't go to the gyms. I wanted to take full advantage of it. I talked to my dad. He said, okay, my dad's a big, he was in the Marines. He's a big workout guy. Part of his routine. So he went, found a guy that was selling a bench. He was selling 215-pound dumbbells, 235-pound dumbbells, a band, and a jumper. Went about a little gym workout set. Brought it home. All I did was I religiously lived on that set. I was there three times a day trying to become the best version of myself physically. Ended up going back to Albany in the fall, and a lot of my teammates thought I was on steroids.
I
came back around 245, 250 pounds, and they were like, who are you? I'm like, but we were roommates last year. Like, what are you talking about?
Right. So COVID was a blessing for you in a lot of ways there.
Yes, sir. You got to find the good and the bad.
Yeah. So you did that. And then, of course, the eating and all that on top of it, right? Is that something you still have to stay on top of a little bit, right? Are you a guy that has to keep calories in you or you'll burn them off a little?
Yes, sir. I try to watch what I eat. I try not to eat, too crazy or anything. I do enjoy, the cheat meal every now and then.
I got to.
I'm human at the end of the day. But, at the end of the day, I still try to maintain my body physically. I work out every day.
Yeah.
Try to hit core, try to hit, everything that's going to help me on the field.
Yeah, you kind of look like, I can't tell totally, but you look jacked and like you got a bodybuilder type body. I mean, we're good, six-pack, everything we got.
Oh, you got it right. You got it right.
When you come back with that extra size.
He's on steroids.
When it's time to go out and play, how immediately did you notice, this is different now?
Oh, it was just immediately off the field. I think the first play I was in was a pass play. I was a second string at the time. We ran a little game. I just got free so quickly. I was like, I wasn't able to do this before. Then we do a run play a little bit later. I'm just knocking the guy back. Just my technique was horrible. It was awful at the time.
Just totally raw. Just going.
Yeah, but I was not able to knock him back so easily. I was like, oh yeah, this is about to be fun. It's like when you get a cheat character in a video game. You're just able to go do what you want.
Right.
So how long after that does the phone start ringing with schools bigger than Albany?
Oh, I entered the portal, and then the next day, I was officially submitted into it around 7 a.m. I was officially in the portal, so all the teams could finally, text me and stuff. Around 8 a.m., I'm getting woken up with calls. I was trying to sleep in a little bit, have a little day off. Get woken up with calls, Hey, Coach Adam Fuller from Florida State, I got to speak to him. He's like, yeah, we like your film. Spoke to him a little bit. I fit the mold. I fit the, profile, the personality that they wanted. I was able to take a visit there, and then I called it my home for the next 2 years.
Wow.
That's great.
Anybody else that you were close to that you almost went to other than Florida State?
I was really close to Tennessee. That was probably my second. I was really close to Tennessee, USC. I was definitely looking at them also.
Right. But he committed to Tennessee once upon a time.
Yeah, I almost went to Tennessee. I went to Texas instead, but yeah, I almost went to Tennessee. Right, it's a cool place. Yeah,
it's a nice place. You understand?
Yeah. So you get to Florida State, right? Like, what's the adjustment like right away? Right, because I know you're seeing now it's a different human that's lining up across from you than at Albany.
Yeah, it's definitely. I mean, the size is everything like that. I've played big guys at Albany. Like I said, we played Syracuse. So I was no stranger to the ACC. Yeah. I knew what they were capable of. Syracuse did do us pretty bad at Albany. Yeah. But then the biggest adjustment was just being an FCS guy, kind of having all these new, opportunities, all these new resources just to take full advantage of. And me, I was no stranger to taking advantage of anything I was given, any opportunity that was in my way.
Right.
I was living in the training room. I'm there, trying to get the extra work. The weight room coach, Coach Storms, was in the weight room all the time. So I just got so much stronger spending my time with him.
So you're all about maximizing. You're a Marine. You're a maximization guy.
Doing everything you can. Marine, so every waking moment. Doing all you can to get better all the time. Probably to the point where sometimes – you've had coaches say to you, Jared,
stop being such a psycho.
Yeah. Right. Go home. Right. Is that happening? Jared, take it easy.
Yeah, this
enjoy
time,
your life.
I'm a verbal player on the field. I get loud. I get hyped up. I get excited. My coach will sometimes bring me to the sideline. He's like, hey, take a little boogie. I'm like, no, let's go. Let's do it. He's like, no. You know, you got to listen to the coach at the end of the day, so I'll take a little breather every now and then.
Yeah, I got you. All right, so tomorrow, we're doing it all? What are we doing?
I'm knocking everything out.
We've talked to, you know, the whole group. Mm-hmm. Everybody seems like they're working out
they're ready for the most part.
Yes, sir. Hey, we know what it's about. It's about work. We got a deep, you know, defensive line class. Yeah, everyone knows they have to showcase everything they're able to because it's the only time, you know, you're going to have all the scouts, all the coaches, everyone here, you know, watching you.
So that was it's interesting you said that. So because of it's, you know, there's some top-tier pass rushers, that led you to go, I need to cement my place and show these guys what I am. That added to it?
You know, even if I was, like, indefinitely by anybody's board, you know, you looked at it, there was no one close to me out, number one edge on the board, I still would have done everything. I've always dreamed of, you know, going to the combine, showcasing everything I have, getting on the bench, getting on the 40, getting on, you know, the shuttle, L, whatever the drill needed to be. I was always ready to showcase my abilities.
Chop said 4-4 he's going to run. He's the first one that threw out a number. I was like, I'm going to go 4-4.
Charles Blazing, he got that one.
He got that right. So, but give me a range. I don't want you to make yourself uncomfortable. But what are we thinking tomorrow?
You know, if I run a 4.6, you know,
you'd be happy
content
with that.
I'll be content.
Right. Okay. And you're saying that. I know you're saying that to be humble. You're hoping for a 5. So, okay. And
that's
then,
good. Set it. That's right. Set the expectation, then beat the expectation.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. And so you 6'4", 260. Did we weigh in the other day? Yeah. All right. And then, like, out of all the combine exercises, right, what was the biggest pain in the butt to get ready for?
I think it was the 40.
Yeah.
Because you think you know how to get in the stance, you don't know how to get in the
See,
stance.
See, isn't it amazing? The easiest exercise that the humans think out there, the 40, because of just how you have to break it down.
Well, once you're running, you're running, but it's that start. And your time is determined by your start.
The first 20 yards.
Those last 20, you run. That's your speed. That's definitely how your top speed goes.
Right.
Those first 20, it's... What are you going to do? What's your technique like? Are you cycling your feet? Are you pulling through? How's your knee drive? How's your hands? That's first 20 is the hardest part.
Yeah. All right. Bench, you're doing it all.
Knocking everything out.
Damn. I can't wait to see you on bench. I feel like you're going to do something special there.
Get about 7 or 8.
Hey, 7 or 8. If you do 7 or 8, I'm going to talk crap about you because I can do 7 or 8. I think. I used to be able to.
Who's the quarterback you can't wait to put on his ass?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He's definitely the one out. You know, just because that's like, you know, a lot of people, you know, see him as the top quarterback in the league. I feel like there's not too much of an argument you can make it against it. And, you know, to be the best, you have to take down the best. That's definitely the guy I want to go up against the most.
Yeah. He is. He's the man. You're not wrong in saying that. What about your game on the field? We trying to get better at? Like, what's one thing you've looked at yourself from last year, whatever, and gone, I could be better in this area, or even hearing from some of the coaches you talk to?
You know, hip fluidity is definitely something I need to work on at the top. I don't think anybody has disagreed with me on that.
Explain that to the viewers.
You know, at the top of the pass rush, you know, flipping my hips, you know, being able to turn a little bit more so I can get right directly towards the quarterback. Because if you don't flip your hips, now you have to turn your whole body. If you have to turn your whole body, you'll get to the quarterback depending on how athletic you are, how much work you put in. But it's still not as smooth as it could have been. Another thing I think, you know, only bad plays I've seen is, you know, an effort play here or there, which I feel like has never been a problem with my play.
Yeah.
But, you know, every now and then it has slipped through the cracks. Just, you know, making sure my effort is like maintained throughout the whole game.
Yeah, gotcha.
Who have you gotten the sense is interested from
your conversations? I feel like everybody I've met with hasn't been disinterested in me. I feel like everyone's had a good interest. They've all asked me similar questions. Every team has their own question, you know, that you know, you kind of like, okay, like, I don't know where this question came from, but, you know, you have to answer it, you know, honestly.
What's the weirdest question you've got? You don't have to tell us which team, but what's the weirdest one?
I'll tell you which team, because I think he'll have no problem hearing it. It was Mike McDaniel. He walked right in the room. He's like, what's your favorite verse to a song? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't know. Like, I don't have a favorite verse to a song.
You're choking under pressure,
he's like,
too,
he's
right?
Like, you know what I got that question from, right? I'm like, no, what are you talking about? He's like, your last name. I'm like,
oh, that's
it. It just completely bypassed my head.
That's exactly the way that Mike McDaniel would think. He sat in that chair yesterday, and we could listen to him all day long, and that's exactly the question he would think.
Yeah, it is. He's always coming out of left field.
He just got me off guard. I was like,
Yeah, no, I know. You walk out, and you go, damn, I could have been better at that one.
I choked
under the pressure.
Hey, look at my favorite song. Yeah, this is the one.
What about Florida State? You played some damn good teams. I'm sorry about how the year ended for you guys. That was messed up, right? But at the same time, who's the best player you played against in college football? Who's that guy?
Trying to think of a problem guy that just, like, continuously calls me problems. You know, we played – Jaden Daniels was a great player.
Yeah.
He was a great player when we played him. You know, that guy's fast. That guy can throw the ball. He's a problem.
Right.
Honestly, if I had to nail it down, I'd probably say Ricky Purcell. That's all.
Okay.
He kept catching the ball. Any pass, it was difficult passes, you know. He had a good amount of yards on. He was getting after us. He
that's a dog right there. He wasn't like anybody that I had to face because of that. But the effect he had on the game that changed, you know,
he popped
had to do
out
this
to
a little bit different.
What about NFL player right now you idolize the most?
I think Max Crosby.
Max Crosby.
Just another Max Crosby. Another vote for Max Crosby. Man. Everybody loves Max Crosby.
You look at his play style, it's relentless. There's no play you can look at, and he's just like, they're running down sideline. He's just kind of walking with them. That guy is just relentless no matter what.
He is.
So, wait, before we let you go, what was your favorite verse to his song? Did you find it?
Oh, you still didn't have an answer. I'm going to get back to you guys on that one. I'm going to get you guys that one.
We're going to see you again. So you'll have to be ready next time.
Next
right?
time,
Jared Verse on his way to the NFL. We're on our way to the end of the show. We'll wrap up this Wednesday edition of PFT Live from Indianapolis right after this.
Jared, thanks so much.
If you can get a franchise quarterback, if he turns out to be a franchise quarterback, it'll be a good move. I mean, we got criticized a little bit for how much we gave up for Josh. And I'm like, well, if he doesn't work out, I'm not going to be here anyway. And if he does work out, nobody's going to give it.
Brandon Bean, they traded up to get Josh Allen. A year after, they were the team that traded out of the Patrick Mahomes
spot. Pretty crazy.
He wasn't there then, right?
Yeah.
It's a year after. I wonder what he would have done if he'd have been there that year because, you know, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, the two best right now, arguably, in the NFL. I mean, it's Mahomes, and then I don't know who number two is. You could say it's Joe Burrow if he's healthy. Josh Allen.
I'd still go with Josh Allen.
Yeah,
you know,
what a shock.
Well, yeah, I had Burrow in front of Allen last year.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
You know, but I think when I look at the game right now and when I look at the guys when they're at their best, Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, they to me, I feel like are a little bit of a different class or tier maybe than the rest. There's some separation after that.
We did, before Brandon Bean finished yesterday, I did ask the question about when you – with the salary cap going up the way that it has,
right,
when do you look at Josh Allen's contract and say, before he comes asking for more, maybe we should approach him and rectify an imbalance?
I'm sure
here.
He was so happy to hear you say that. Such a nice guy.
I have a feeling he probably would have liked to have said something other than what he said in response. Something with maybe an F in it.
Can you please not do that to
By the way, sources close to me tell me that we were on the Today Show this morning.
Oh, because
Pop-Tarts.
I mean,
Taylor Swift making Pop-Tarts,
I'm
baby.
I'm telling you, Taylor Swift, what she is, it's unreal. It really is. It's shocking. Really cool, though.
If I didn't know better, I'd think that Andy Reid held on to that nugget just for us.
I think he did.
Drop it here. He could have dropped it at the podium. He saved it just for us.
I think, listen, I'm not going to lie. That thought went through my head. I was like, damn, why did Andy tell us, of all people, that story, right? You know, I don't know. I mean, we've been good to Andy, that's for sure. I mean, there's nothing to be bad about. But I think even when it was maybe people weren't sure about Andy, we were Andy's the man.
I get this blowback from the – you were trying to retire him. It's like, people, if you would just listen to what I said. What I said was the Chiefs are prepared for the possibility he's going to retire. I didn't say he was going to retire. It's on the Chiefs' radar. So if it's on the Chiefs' radar, it's something to talk about.
Sure, exactly.
The Chiefs are thinking about who to hire next.
Right.
You don't just sit around thinking, who am I going to hire next as a head coach unless you have a reason to do it? So he didn't. Why would you? You got a chance to be three in a row.
Three
you got a chance to be the best of all time.
I mean,
you look at his all-time win record.
He's
not far away from passing and catching guys like Bill Belichick.
Yeah,
and he's got Patrick Mahomes.
Big red, baby.
We're out of time. See you tomorrow. Have a great day.
See ya.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.